The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
How are you going to be late for a 20-minute show?
Hey, I apologize, fellas. You know what I'm saying? It was my fault. Nigga ran out. The sleet was on the ground for like a hot 5 to 10 minutes. You know how traffic is in Georgia when this shit is out. And then I guess the sleet was out, causing motherfuckers to move slow in the seafood restaurant. You know what I'm saying? So
hold up, though.
Man.
Hold up, though. French Reggie, show them what you learned. What's sleet?
Oh, when it's raining and snow. I guess if we call that snow. If we call that snow. I was calling
No. It's not snow.
That's not snow.
It's rain
and snow.
No, it's not snow at all.
Right.
Sleet is not snow
it's
at
not
all.
Snow. It's just rain. It's like a snow cone.
It's not snow.
It's rain and snow cone.
No, it's like frozen rain.
I thought it was just cold. Yeah, cold water coming down.
Nigga ain't no goddamn like, cold water. It was sticking.
So
you know, I didn't think your tires. It's like your tires. What happened? Your tires was like you had to drive carefully, hydroplane.
No, he's lying.
That was your problem.
He's lying. Sleet is basically hail if it was very, very small. Hail is just big sleet.
Yeah.
Right. There we go.
Yeah.
And he said he was out with some nigga. Didn't he say he was out with some dude or something?
Some nigga fulfilled his order.
I said some dude got my order for me.
He treated you? It was his treat?
No, nigga, it was the motherfucker, the people that work at the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Oh,
hey, Captain D's. Where you go, Captain D's?
No, it's called Off the Hook.
You just gonna eat it now?
Sushi? No, I'm not.
Is that sushi?
Huh? No, it's
you're right.
Never mind, J-Man. It's just fish. It's fish.
Yeah, you fishy.
Yeah, this nigga trying to eat while he on the show.
Yeah, but
I just want to say, can I just say shouts out to the new motherfucking, the new name Slack. We got the cord.
Well, hold on a second.
That's some tight shit.
Let's not do that yet because I wanted to explain what we're doing. Nah. First of all, listeners, we apologize, but we are not going to be able to give you a full week's worth of content just due to the fact of so many things going on, including the sleet rain that Jay Smoove is saying he was caught behind. But not just that, though. It's just a really busy week for me. I'm not sure how everybody else feels, but I wasn't able to.
For me, too.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get it done this week. So we wanted to give you guys something. So we're just getting together for a few minutes to shoot the shit with y'all. Make sure that you have at least a couple of laughs. Okay, so now Smoove is talking about something. Go ahead, Smoove. What were you saying?
I was saying shouts out to the motherfucker, the new Slack we got. It ain't Slack, though. It's called the Cord.
The what?
Decoy, my nigga.
I thought it was Discord, but hey.
Hey, it's, okay. I know what it's French. I was just saying in the Haitian term. It's D-I-S-C-O-R-D. Yeah. But all the educated ones, you know what I'm saying? The witty ones like me, who's very smart and very intellectual. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's pretty slick, though, be honest. Hey, I stumbled across that shit a while ago, you know what I'm saying, on some humbug shit, and just never really... It never manifested to anything. You know what I'm saying?
I have a beef with y'all. I have a beef with you and Jamie Mack about that because I've been looking for...
Don't beef with me.
Yes, I do. Because I've been looking for a replacement to Slack. Because Slack, even though we are the originators, we're the pioneers of Slack for podcast rooms. I know a lot of shows were doing Slack, but we were the first ones to do it. But I've been looking for a replacement because Slack has been talking about, oh, well, you guys talk too much, you upload too much, so I need $6.99 per person a month.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, no, we ain't going to do that. I don't think we're going to do $6.99 a month per person. So if it had been $6.99
a month.
Go ahead.
That's 1.5 motherfucking premium subscribers that we would need.
Not really. Not quite, but good. It's good try, though.
You get the gist.
Yeah. We're gonna start
talking to premium subscribers now. You know what I'm saying? When we start thinking about money.
That's like 70% of a premium subscription. Or the premium subscription is about 70% of that subscription. So you went the wrong way. But right. But I get what you were trying to say. Nonetheless, though, I love Slack. I like what Slack did for us for 5 years, 6 years, however long it's been. However, we may have outgrown it because we're not gonna spend $6.99 a month per person. That's just too much. That'd be ridiculous. And I couldn't expect anybody to pay their own. And Rarisonis Network can't afford it. So we were looking for alternatives. Mr. J came out and said, hey, what about Discord? Now, what's crazy is Jamie Mac was already in Discord when we got there. I'm like, okay, well, Jamie Mac knew about this. And now, Smooth, as you're also telling me you knew about it too. But when I've been asking people for Slack alternatives, nobody had anything to say. Nothing. Nada. Ghost.
Okay. So let me just go ahead and say this is why me and you don't got no beef. So I got a son who, this is how he talks to his friend. He don't have a cell phone, and this is his way that they call each other. So he talks to them like this is how this is his phone. So I use it as my way to talk to him, like almost like iMessaging. When he has access to Wi-Fi, I can call this nigga, but he don't got no real phone. So I just use this as a phone iMessaging service. I've never used it for the shit that we use it for. And to be honest with you, it's just aight though. You know what I mean? I mean, there's some things that I like a lot better about the Slack than I do this. So
yeah,
man, we can still drop porn in there.
Yeah, the Boom Boom Room is always live. The Boom Boom Room is live.
Yo, if y'all don't know what the Boom Boom Room, y'all need to get up in there, subscribe to Discord, you know what I'm saying, so we can get in the Boom Boom Room, because that's where shots go down.
Okay, so
that's not the right terminology.
Discord is an app. It has nothing to do with our Discord. What you need to do is go to rarisonis.com/hangout and click that link. It'll get you set up. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, there's no fee or anything like that. And then when you come in, you'll go to the landing page, and then
just say who you are.
Gia come by and escort you, make sure you ain't a bot or the deep state
or Putin,
and we'll let you in.
Yeah, make sure you're not one of Jay Smooth's estranged women.
Yes, we don't want no beef.
Be on some slick shit. Trying to be on some slick shit. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Anyway,
Jim, like, I had to let somebody know recently. They was like, hey, what's the podcast name? Hey, you'll never know. I can't tell you. Not right now.
Oh, you finally learned your lesson?
Everybody can't go, J-Mac. Everybody can't listen.
After about 3 or 4 failed relationships, I thought you would have stopped turning these chicks on to the damn podcast show and letting them see who you really are, at least until you get married.
Right.
Well,
You gotta wait and be like, on your honeymoon, be like, baby, something I wanted to tell you. Something I wanted to tell you. She gonna be like, oh shit, what? You got AIDS? And you're like, no, baby, nothing like that. It's another woman? You got another baby? No, baby. I just do a podcast kind of sometimes with these niggas that I know and shit, and I be talking shit. You can listen to it. I just don't want you to find out no other way. So that's how you do it.
They be lying. Exactly. They be lying on me though.
Right. It's just for the show, though. Everything I say is a character. His name is Jay Smooth.
So look, y'all. So look, we gotta say something about Nate Robinson, right?
Oh, my Lord. Listen. Hold up. Damn it. I don't want to do Nate like this, too, because, you know, as much as people say I don't like black folks, I do not want to do the brother like this.
Right.
Like, we finna do this nigga, right?
No, I know. I'm not. I support him.
Oh, my goodness. I support him too. I'd have helped him up. But you can't talk that shit.
Yeah.
You can't say you repping for the NBA family. You know what I mean?
Why not? Why can't you say that?
Nah, not getting knocked out. You heard, look, you saw what J.R. Smith said. This is no representation of the NBA family.
Hey, J Mac, I'm telling you, man, that shit happened so damn fast. Hey, look, he got knocked down real quick early on and tried to make the ref believe he got hit in the back of the head. Yeah, nigga, you did. He was out there fighting like almost like a girl, be honest. You know how they be wilding out? My man just stepped back, like, let me pick him off right quick, pick him apart.
No, he was
fighting. I don't know how tall the white dude was, but Nate's 5-something. You know what I mean? He's small. If he was a host, he would be the smallest host.
Yeah.
And this nigga was punching up, and dude said, this is the bad part. Dude said he was gonna dribble his head off the canvas. And when he bounced, his head bounced off the canvas. I said, no, you can't let dude call a shot on you like that, bro. He said, if you got money, bet your house I'm gonna knock him out in the first round. He didn't make it the first round. Now, he could have really got you in the first round if the ref would have let him.
Yeah.
But he let you go to that second round, and it was a rapdola, man.
So, okay, so
has anybody ever heard of this dude?
I've never heard of him.
French Reggie has.
Tell us about him, Reggie.
My son had.
Yeah, he's just a YouTuber. Like, he's been doing that shit. Like, he's been a YouTuber doing, like, white boy shit, like, reckless behavior type of shit. Got famous off YouTube off of that. And then he started fighting niggas just for the hell of it. And then he took one professional fight. He won. He got a little brother that does pretty much the same exact thing. They both look alike. But I thought Nate was going to actually just come out with better competition. I knew he was going to lose. Because Jake actually been sparring. He's been actually fighting. He's been in the gym. Nate just picked it up. I thought he was going to at least, like, do a couple rounds, you know. At least have proper boxing stance, at least, you know. He just came out swinging, not protecting his face, punching with one leg, not balancing his – like, that's, like, a lot of technique he just didn't have, so.
I would fade that YouTuber.
Training him need to be fired.
Somebody, I would fade that YouTuber. Fail.
I don't think he really trained. He doesn't look like somebody that trained.
No, he got trained. He been training, but he said it was only like 3 months.
It didn't look like it.
He didn't even have proper stance, bro. He didn't even wasn't even standing in the right way. Like that's my thing. Like, bro, you can't be punching and off one leg and expect to get punched back and not fall down. Like, a lot of it is just you just not standing in the right way.
Yeah,
bro.
He was leaning forward the whole
you
time.
You can't get knocked out like that.
And he was swinging with
his arm wasn't out of the way. Like, he had fell on his left arm, like, crooked. Like, when you get knocked out and there's body parts that just crumple underneath you and you don't have the time to get them, like, out of the way, that's when you know you fucked up, bro. And he was like that. That left arm was, like, stuck underneath his ass and he was asleep for a minute. Reminded me of, was it Pacquiao? Yeah, when Pacquiao damn near almost died.
Yeah, okay. So, but y'all are making a lot of fun of Nate Robinson. But what I'm saying is that he put his neck out there. He put his ass on the line, and that didn't work out. So we can't necessarily just it can't all be jokes. Like, you didn't try it.
Can't.
Hey, we did. No, but I would serve that young nigga. I don't listen. I'm telling you right now, I'm not getting knocked out in the second round by that dude.
Right.
And I ain't never been in the NBA. And again, NBA don't make you so you can box.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, what the funniest one I heard is, you know how that nigga got all them tries at the dunk contest? They said they thought that nigga thought he could just keep getting up. He keep getting up until he won.
Yeah.
I give him props for fighting, to be honest. And actually, I hope he can come back and try to do another match with him. I hope he can. Nah. Like, I hope he can.
Who wants to see that?
He don't want no more of that, French.
People will pay to see him get his ass whooped again. People will definitely pay for that again.
I want to see him fight? Screech. What was it? Screech? Who did he? Screech didn't Screech fight? Yeah, he can fight Screech. Yeah, he can fight Screech. Yeah, that's more his speed.
Nah, I don't want to see
him. Or something like that.
Screech is tall. Screech might be too big for him. Weight class.
I don't want to see him fight again. But I mean, it was just something fun to do. I don't think he thought he was going to get knocked out. I don't know why they were talking shit about it. It seemed like they shouldn't have been talking shit. So he kind of got what he deserved. But at the same time, I don't think we should be slandering the dude. He did get in front of everybody on national TV, or well, pay-per-view TV, and at least attempt something new and different.
That nigga girl left him after that.
I think he's gonna come back.
No, bro, you gotta ride off in the sunset on that L. Yeah,
I don't want to see him fight ever again. Ever.
Throw a saddle on that L and just ride that bitch off into the sunset.
The referee would say break, and he would just like tear into it, like forward, all seam, you know, all the way ahead. And he was leaning forward the whole fight. His hands were extended like too long. He'll punch and keep his hands out there. No, nigga, pull your hands back. Yeah, it wasn't. There was no training. Anyway,
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, that just goes to show you that most NBA dudes, you know, ain't fighters, right? Because if you just think of the life of an NBA player, the typical NBA player, you're the star athlete in high school, most likely, unless you're a late bloomer. You're a star athlete in college, which means if you're the star, you ain't fighting. You don't fight people,
right?
Unless you're the Markieff Morris brothers,
or no, like when Chris
Childs, what's that name that used to play for Indiana?
Hold on, when Chris Childs teed off on Kobe with that two piece.
That's what I'm saying. Kobe didn't know. Kobe thought we gonna talk real aggressively as I get closer to you. Chris Charles said, "You get too close to me, I'm teeing off on you, bro." That's all I know. You get a striking distance, you get struck.
He got that mumble mentality. Don't go. He got
bit. What's my man name that played for Indiana or LA? Who he wound up changing his name?
Ron Artest.
Hey, he went up on Ron Artest. He knew how to fight. Them cats back in the day knew how to fight.
Xavier McDaniel. Ron Artest said he saw somebody get stabbed with a leg from a table at a basketball game. Like I'm like I don't know where he was playing, but he definitely played in some rough. Like some, if you had a basketball game and somebody takes the leg off a table and stab the other player with it, I'm not coming back. I'm serious.
You, Matt, you that's that table. That is that table that they used to have, like the chairs in high school that had the real thin leg at the base of it. You know what I'm saying? That we used to use to stick in the locker. When you used to have to break into people's lockers and shit, you can stick in the lock and pop the lock and get in their lockers and shit. But that's what he probably stabbed them with, some shit like that.
Well, thank you for that information. I appreciate it.
Hey, so y'all, so we not gonna mention what you thought about Mike Tyson. So, hey, Mike Tyson did better than what I think a lot of people thought he was gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Me and Beyonce was talking. Beyonce said he think he could take Mike Tyson. You know what I'm saying? I said, shit.
I can't. Hey,
Mike, your boy did not want to get hit with one of them.
No, you can't just say that and then keep talking. You said you made a statement. Let's talk about it because French Reggie's making a face. Derek Pack's making a face. Mike Tyson lost 100 pounds. He weighs my weight now. I think I could get Mike. Mike's a little older than me. I'm a little quicker than Mike now.
Hey, you heard what Double R said, right? Roy Jones said. Roy Jones said, it don't matter where he hit you. That shit hurts. It hurts. He said it in my arm. It don't matter. It hurt me. Like, but my thing was, he was eating those body blows like it was nothing. I said, I don't know how many more he could take. And because he was letting him tee off on his ribs like he didn't care.
Mike Tyson didn't
stop. He took it for all five rounds.
Mike told him, hey, you took a couple of them blows. He said, I know I hit you good. And Roy Jones act like he didn't want to say it hurt at first. He was trying to dance around it. Then when they asked Mike, did it hurt? Did a couple of them licks hurt? He said, Mike said, yeah, it hurt. Of course it hurt.
And, you know what I'm saying?
But Roy. Yeah.
Yeah, he said it too. He said, that's me. He says, that's what I do. I can get high before shit.
So hold up. They couldn't punch each other in the face at all because of the no knockout rule? They couldn't punch each other in the face at all because Mike didn't try to really punch him in the face.
That's real? I didn't think that was real.
He couldn't get to it.
Yeah, there was a no knockout rule. There was a no knockout rule. And I think that's why he didn't really try to go for the face that much. He stayed mostly in the body. Yeah, there was a no knockout rule. Yeah.
You know how French Reggie makes up details and rules and shit. He sounds very authoritative. So right now, if I didn't know him, I'd believe him.
Nonetheless, on this show, the four of us, I think I'm the most suited to beat Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah, no, you're the only one going to fight him. I'm not fucking with Mike.
And way my left arm set up, nigga, that motherfucker pop out a joint at the shoulder.
Okay, give me a no knockout rule, whatever French Reggie talking about, no head blows and shit.
Yeah.
I still ain't fuck with that nigga. I just thought about that nigga. My frame is too slender to take some shit like that. What he was doing.
Hey, French Reggie, did you line your eyebrows up?
He did because he got a line in it.
I always have that.
Other side, nigga.
It's on the other one. Yeah.
Yeah, I always have it.
I've never seen that, nigga. You got that Vanilla Ice thing.
Yeah. I usually like put it like comb it so that way the hair gets on top and you never see it.
Did you just lick your finger, nigga, like COVID?
This nigga combs his eyebrows.
Your eyebrows kind of look like the father on American Pie.
You see now?
Why is there a line in a natural line in your eyebrow?
It's been a birthmark ever since I was a baby.
A birthmark? That shit grow in.
I always got it.
This nigga got a line for a birthmark. This nigga got a part for a birthmark. I ain't never heard a nigga get a part for a birthmark. I swear, this is some new shit.
Right.
Nigga just got a crease in his head. Yeah. It's like, I just got parts for birthmarks. Nigga, where you get that little cool Z? Where you get that little cool Z in the side of your head? Nigga, that's a birthmark.
a Nike symbol. Yeah, every, right, he got a Nike
birthmark. Right. Come on, Fresh Reggie. Come on, man.
You obviously cut that with a clipper, man. Come on, man. It's like
this nigga's like this nigga.
It's perfectly straight, nigga. Stop. Why do you lie like this?
I promise. All right, this is a lie we can prove. Like, we're gonna keep this going. How? Every Monday when we come record, we're gonna check it, and you're gonna see it's always gonna be there.
You gonna line it up
every time.
No, I'm done.
Okay, how about this too? Let me show you something else provable too, Reggie. Okay, so we're gonna check something, and every Monday we're gonna come, and my head's gonna be shaved, and I'm gonna tell you I just can't grow hair.
I'm telling you. But like you said, it's a perfect line. So am I always gonna get it at the perfect line every time? If I was really shaving it,
yeah, it's because you just put the clippers on there one time, man. Is it? Yeah. It's an eyebrow.
So do Haitians grow, you know, do they grow with piercings? I mean, are they born with piercings too? Like do you get like a nose ring when you're born in Haiti or something? Like a little eyebrow ring or something? What other stylish things are Haitians born with? Bracelets?
Do Haitians,
charms?
Hey, French Reggie, do Haitians wear those mesh shirts or those Jamaicans?
I'm Jamaican.
Oh, okay.
Man, stop lying, nigga. You know a Haitian will wear whatever it can.
French Reggie.
Yeah, you're fronting.
You know
why are you trying to shit on Jamaicans like that? Why are you trying to shit on Jamaicans like that? That's not us. We speak French.
He said a Haitian will wear whatever he can.
Would you say so?
I want to tell you I owe you a public apology, French.
Oh, sure.
I want to just say that on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Here we because go.
I just really didn't think that you had a girl. You know what I'm saying? But after further review and further research, looking into your social media account, I saw you with a chick. Don't know if it was your girl, but she kind of looked like she had the same body type as that red outfit she had on in the picture. So wow. You look pretty happy.
What body type is that?
You know what I'm saying?
What body type?
I said, okay, hey, I mean, whatever body type it is. She was
nice. No, what is that? What body type is it?
What are you talking about?
She is built like Meg Thee Stallion.
What?
She's built like Meg Thee Stallion, like thoroughbred, like thick, nice. So, French, I want to tell you, hey, shouts out, bro. You look very happy. I want to tell you that, man. Hey, look. Good job, man. Now, what Beyonce them is talking about, that fucking rayon shirt you had on, what kind of material was that shirt?
It was a silk shirt. It was a silk shirt. I'll send a picture to the chat to show you how
I'm,
it really looks.
I'm on his social
media. Beyonce, tell him what kind of material.
It was rayon.
Versace? Was it Versace?
No.
Versace.
I'm on his social media. I don't see no girl on his social media.
Uh-oh.
No, it was a story.
It was his story. He wanted everybody to see his story, be honest.
Oh.
Okay. That's why I saw that. That's why I took that screenshot.
I don't remember a screenshot.
Oh, so it's gone now?
His mom was on that twerking. Wasn't it French? Did my mom on that twerking or dancing?
Yeah, mom was dancing.
So your mom was twerking?
She wasn't twerking. She was mostly like still trying to see. She still can whine a little bit. Even though she can
still do what a little bit?
Wine.
Like wine.
That's grinding, like moving your hips.
It's like more hips. Or something. Like more hips. Like Shakira style.
You
want to watch Shakira videos?
That's the best reference I could have given Jamie Knight.
So you compare your mom's dancing style to Shakira. Okay.
Hell no.
Okay.
She's not that level.
Okay. Okay.
See, Jamie, you fucking with some old niggas around here, nigga. You know me? Putting it out on the street like that.
So your mom got that work, huh? She got that work.
Stupid. She knows.
I'm like, shoot.
So, Jason, you just
I got a daughter about your age. I mean, shit.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
I mean, so it wouldn't be too awkward. I mean, it would be too awkward. You know,
that sounds extremely awkward.
If he had to call, I'm just saying, if he had to call a dude my age could have a son Reggie's age.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, I get it. So you're saying if she were to put that work on you, it would still be okay.
See, I'm not doing that. See, you already, he said, he already talking about his girl body type. He called her a stallion.
I said, if.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I said, if his mom was to put that work on you, it'd be all right.
Okay.
That's what you're I said. See, you're right. You're you don't listen to the key words.
You are. You are good with it. I don't even know I'm talking to you. You ain't in this class. You don't need to go on home. But this nigga over here, this nigga talk about the red. He talking about the red again. Yep. Talk about she look like Meg Thee Stallion.
Her body form.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I think's going on? I think Jamie Mac tells Jay Smooth, hey. If you talk about her, she's not going
to. But you got it.
That way, I can still talk about her through you because you're going to open the door.
Wow. Prince, damn it.
You figured it out.
I can't believe this shit, man.
That's it, Prince.
Listeners. No.
You could have ended the conversation right there and kept it moving. But Jimmy Mack had to still, let me elaborate on it.
Holy shit. I know the listeners are all right now. And listeners, if you're first time to this whole shit, what's happening right now is what you just saw. I didn't have nothing to do with this, but I'm going to get blamed for talking about this dude's girl, even though the dude who was really talking about his girl, that was calling her a stallion and thick and all of that other shit, is some other dude.
Jamie Mack wasn't even on camera when all this happened either. Like, he was minding his own damn business. Next thing you know, French Reggie came up with conspiracy theory. That's crazy, man.
I think what it is, they get ahead. Like, this is really what I'm doing. Hey, man. Hey, I need you to talk about French Reggie girl so I can't.
But to be fair,
I don't get to.
To be fair, Jamie Mack, I'm not saying he's totally out on a whim there. There may be some validity to that, because you have been known to not be able to not talk about his girl. You have a physical disability. You have to say something. So it's possible. It's not all the way not out me. The window.
That's not true. So, okay. That is not true. Fridge Reggie.
So, okay, let's do it. Let's do an exercise.
I need you to be.
Let's do an exercise, Mac. Try to say something. Say something pleasant about his girl that's not inflammatory, that's not sexual. Just try. Let's see what you can do. Go ahead.
Progressive gives you better deals. No. Okay, so something pleasant about it. Listen, let me. This is the problem.
I have no idea what she's. You don't have to explain this. You should be able to just say something pleasant.
Fridge
about
Reggie, Fridge Reggie, I'm glad that you found a woman that makes you happy.
No, that's about him. Yeah. I'm talking about.
No. The woman makes him happy.
Why does she make him happy, Mac?
Because she team light skin. She team light skin. She got that natural hair that can get wet. What? Let go what?
So now you're imagining her hair
wet? She's light skin?
Why would her hair be wet around you, Jimmy?
You want me to say something?
No, because she's light skin, so she can. So it can get wet, and it's not a big deal. So French Reggie, he's an aquatic guy. He likes to get, he's an islander. You know what I mean? He likes to be around water. He's going to need a woman that can dance with him in the waves. And he got him one. Congratulations, Reggie.
You're doing better, man. But
no, I don't think so. Not according to Reggie's face. Reggie's face looks like I just said something about her something.
Well, you did say wet.
Her unmentionables.
You did say wet.
It sounded like you was reaching, too. He did.
I wish I knew what she looked like.
Very happy, though, bro.
I wish I could remember what she looked like. No, you are very happy, French Reggie, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, of course.
Appreciate that.
So, Smooth, what you're saying is...
I was watching...
Smooth, you're saying you're letting him off the hook. You validate that he's got a girl, definitely, or kind of.
Yeah, I validate. No, it looks like it from it's still. I think he has a girl. Be honest, from what I saw, because he would always talk about this person. We saw a picture, but in the past he showed us Instagram women before that he said he knew that he really never knew.
Right,
like the one chick he saw at the club or some shit.
He said he knew her.
So this was another one that seemed like he might have made this shit up. Four pictures on her page, but I said, okay.
Were they touching?
He brought it to the light. He said, oh yeah, they were touching. They was at the thing, having a good time. You know what I'm saying? French was all smiles and shit like that. He was showing everybody off. And I think he knew one of us was going to cross his page. That's why he put the story out there. You know what I'm saying?
She looks like she's taller than him. Is she taller than him?
Of course. I don't think so. Nah, not by much, if so. Nah, she had heels on or something. She had heels on. You know, I ain't no
Did you have heels on too, Reggie?
I don't wear heels, Jimmy Mac. I'm not Prince.
Good one.
Come on, man. You could, you do you wear nice shoes? I bet you they got a heel in them. I guarantee if you have some nice shoes, they have a heel in them, nigga. Stop fronting. You so master.
Not heels.
J Smooth got heels on all his dress shoes. That's what be killing me when he's somebody he's taller than me. I'm like, nigga, you're wearing heels.
You're wearing those boots.
Wedges. Nigga's wearing a wedge.
Well, that's
cool. Durango boots.
That's cool, friends. If she's taller than you, it's okay, man. You know, I'm a progressive guy,
I
mean, man.
I don't have a problem with that if she was, but she's not.
How much taller than you is she?
She's not taller than me.
Oh.
But you know what, though? I just was thinking about you. You a smart dude, man, because long term, like I was just thinking if y'all did have kids, I was trying to, you know, look at that balance. Your kid's going to come out looking a little bit darker than, to be honest, probably about my complexion, bro. So you winning.
Not necessarily.
They're going to be a dog. You think not?
I mean, obviously there's a likely chance that happens, but there's, my kid can turn out very black too. Cause she has, like she's pretty much like her dad is very dark skinned and then her mom is light skinned. So it's really just,
you just
like,
better hope they don't.
Is she albino?
You better hope it skip your ass.
Is she albino?
No, she's Cape Verdean.
No, albino is not a country. Albino.
No, I thought you said Albanian. She's not. She's
you
not
heard Albanian. What he said. Hey, he thought albino was a dog.
No, he thought albine. Right. He thought albine was a country. See? She's albino because she's from albine.
Don't let nigga just call her a dog and shit, huh?
Yeah, like, I heard it.
Okay. All right, listen. I don't want to let nobody hear. Listen, what else we talking about?
I don't know, man. I just want a chance at least to say hello to the people, man.
I'm immune to the subject.
Anyway, well, listeners, we just wanted to give y'all a chance to you know, make sure that we were alive still. I guess we'll probably get up with y'all next week. Y'all got anything else you want to add to the conversation, y'all, before we go?
First time listeners,
Both waited and then said same time. I didn't hear you. French Reggie, you got something to say before we go?
Yeah, I said keep supporting the show, keep sharing it, leave 5-star ratings, let people know we out here.
Are you high, French Reggie?
Very.
I'm not. I'm actually about to be.
Nigga,
I'm about to be.
Your eyes are glass.
And they were low, like they were barely open.
I have low eyes, actually, like I'm Chinese. And then on the computer, the way they angle it, looks even worse.
No, this nigga spent 1 year.
This nigga wanna be Chinese so bad. He wanna be Chinese so bad.
Bruce Leroy, nigga. French Leroy.
French Leroy.
This nigga gonna come with them China flats on next week and a motherfucking button down shirt with his fucking hands in the sleeves and shit.
No, that
this
fucking,
nigga wanna be Japanese so bad.
What is that Japanese dashiki? You know what I'm talking about? It looks like a dashiki, but it's Japanese.
Right. The 8-button. Got the 8-button vest.
I swear, if
this nigga wanna be Chinese.
If Corona hadn't happened, never saw Reggie again.
This thing is like, if I wasn't so black, you could take. I look Japanese or Chinese.
My eyes are low.
Look at my face. And my head's round.
I have low eyes.
You said Chinese too. You said Chinese.
I said I have low eyes like Chinese people. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
You're black ass. It's true. Okay. Jace, what you got something to say, man, before we get here?
Just like Iggy Azalea said, she got a booty like a black girl.
He does.
I mean, she paid for it, but yeah.
But would you say she wants to be black?
So do black girls. Black girls got flat butts, a lot of them. Now they all got fine butts.
So would you say Iggy is trying to be black?
I wouldn't.
No, I think she just wanted a big butt.
So she got a big butt like niggas like. She only fuck with niggas. She rap.
So look, okay. Azalea Banks just went at Cardi B, I think it was, a few weeks ago. She said that Iggy Azalea raps better than Cardi B. Y'all disagree or agree?
I can understand her.
You understand who Iggy Azalea?
Yeah, this is the thing. And because I've heard some people like prop up Cardi B. If you're a Latino and you can understand that accent and you can get down with that fucking Rosie Perez shit. Yeah. I don't want my rapper to sound like Rosie Perez. I don't want. Sorry, I'm not being racist. I'm not. I just don't
you're,
want
you're not,
to sound like Rosie Perez.
But you said Latino, so you might be. Jason, if you got anything else you
want to add? I might be.
Hey, be honest. In this picture of French Reggie right here, it don't look like he has any slashes in his eyebrows since it's a birthmark.
He combed them.
I think you bullshit.
He's gonna say,
I told you, I comb
them. He combs them.
Hey, I'm going to keep looking. I'm going to do quick research.
He doesn't look Chinese in that one. His eyes don't look Chinese in that video either.
Who is that?
The fact that you
they look talking, American.
The fact that you keep stalking my page.
We fact checking.
I'm just saying, man, you've been stalking my page all weekend. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You're going to blame me anyway. So right. He's going to do the stalking and you're going to say I put him up to it.
Who is that?
Hey, French. Hey, that's French Reggie.
Why does he look like that?
Hey, that was, I don't know, man. That's 2013. Oh, okay. And somebody in the back sleep.
Yeah.
That's before he joined Team Light Skin.
No, he looks like that.
His glow up wasn't in full effect.
He looks just like that dude on the phone that's telling on that meme. Remember that meme where that guy's like on the phone?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Jay Smith, go look at this picture and you'll see the line. You'll see it in that picture.
Oh, my
you God. You could have had it.
So you don't care.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't understand. In that one picture, why was you so red? You too dark to be red bone, nigga. How was you so red?
It was 2013. The lighting in that room. It was mostly the picture quality, not me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was like a maroon. It was a theater room. It was like a maroon.
So you got red eyed. Like your whole face was red eye.
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, Smooth, you got something to tell people before we get out of here?
Oh yeah, man. I just want to say if you're not a part of the community every day, hey, definitely you can join it. So you know what I'm saying? It goes down in there. You got your boy Jay Mack in there. You got French Reg in there. You got your boy Beyonce up in the room and a bunch of other, you know, visitors or guests, family.
Hold
members.
Up. Tell them the best part. Tell them the best part.
And then your boy Smooth has been there just a little bit this time. You know what I'm saying? But Jay Mack wants to say the best part is Smooth is not in the room.
Free. Yeah, you get it's a smooth free zone.
You know what? Here's the crazy part. So, Smooth got his moderator powers back by joining a new room.
Oh gosh. So you remember what happened last time.
I know. He has him right now though. He has him right now. So let's see how that goes. Anyway, Mac, you got something else you want to say before we get out of here?
Nah, man. I just appreciate all you guys for tuning in, and yeah, we're gonna keep it going. And you know, this is just one of those weeks where you know it'd be like that. 6 years, 7 years. Yeah, oh, man. You ain't ready.
Yeah, man. So no premium this week, guys. So don't even look for it. That's a skinny joint. Anyway, keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.